So, Lorraine, how did you get involved with the charity?
I first got involved when my son was born 46 years ago. He had spina bifida. For the first couple of years, I didn't really know anything, and then I joined, as it was then, ASVA. And I've been working, volunteering, doing things with the association ever since.
Okay, and what was the first thing that you did? How did you actually get involved all those years ago?
We used to have, I was in, let me think, where was I then? In Essex. And, yeah, I was in Essex. We went to a support group. They used to have a monthly group the last Sunday of every month. We got involved with that. We found out about it through a guy called Mr. McFarlane. I can't think of his first name.
It's a few years ago,
And then my husband, as he was then, he became treasurer of the local association, and then we moved house, and I've been chairperson of Cambridge Association. Then I was chairperson of the Hearts and South Heads Association. So I've sort of been around a bit.
You're definitely a superstar. You're definitely a shining superstar.
I wouldn't say that.
What are some of your sort of favourite memories of being involved?
Oh, good.
I know there's probably a few.
How long have you got? Well, more so now. I love going on the family weekends. I love being a trustee. At the moment, I'm on a 2-year sort of stand down with the new system. I'm trying to put something into the association that wasn't around perhaps when Andrew was small. And I like to think that I'm helping the association to go forward.
These weekends you talked about then, so what happens there?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Okay.
Usually I'm with we look after the babies or the children, while parents are able to go and listen to presentations by varying speakers. We look after the children. Usually I'm with the babies, which is good. But it's just good fun. And it's so nice. And there again, there wasn't anything like that when Andrew was little.
People wondering or thinking about going to an event, you'd urge them to definitely attend.
Yes.
And what would they get out of it? What would they, as a parent, what would you say?
Well, meeting other parents.
Yeah.
Knowing that they're not alone, because that's the thing is, you think, oh my God, I'm on my own. Seeing other children, how they've progressed from, you know, you might see them as a tiny baby, and then you see how they've progressed, which is great with Facebook on the support group on there, seeing the kids have grown up and. It's just good fun, and it's meeting other parents. I was opposed to the name change,
right?
At first,
okay.
I think it was more of a sentimental, more emotional thing, because it had always been ASVA with Andrew.
Yes,
and changing the name seemed a bit I can't say how I felt.
No,
it was just felt, not that I was letting him down, but now it has changed, and it has gone on from, you know, it's gone up in leaps and bounds. But I was a parent of a child with spina bifida, you know, so I've got the experience.
Okay, so you're planning on maintaining your involvement with the charity for some years to come?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Shine is my, it's my baby.
Okay.
Shine as far as it was. Until the day I die. I think I do it in memory of Andrew. Bless his little cotton socks.